I think it's a good idea. I mean, we could be tracked. We're being tracked every day anyway, through the use of our mobile phones. I suppose what I think is, some people complain about immigration. Some people complain about people complaining about immigration. You know, we all need to do whatever we can to support the government to manage immigration. And identity cards are a way of doing that. It's something people have been calling for a while. And I think it needs to be thought through. I was surprised at the announcement yesterday, which did seem to come out of the blue. I think people need to be prepared for this, but I think ultimately it's the right thing to do.
I just don't see the point of not having them, because we have ID all the time with, you know, driving licenses, often carry our passports around. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with them.
I mean, I think there are civil liberty concerns about it. I'm kind of worried about how that will be enforced, what people will be forced to choose. I wonder how effective it will be about actually managing it. And I think in the current climate, I think it puts emphasis on the experience of kind of asylum seekers and immigrants and migrants to this country, when often they're just trying to live life and do things and get on like we all are. So I'm not in support of it based on what I've seen so far.
I think in principle it's a good idea. I think the idea of the ID card is in principle a very good idea. I'm hugely concerned about the whole push towards AI and digital, because of course, you know, it's we know that there are dangers with holding an enormous amount of people's information digitally. It gets lost, it gets taken, it gets used. We don't know what happens with it. And I think it comes with a huge number of pitfalls. I think it needs to be looked at very, very carefully, because I think there are huge implications. I think there are a particular bonuses to it, but I think there are huge implications ethically as well.
Well, we had them. I had one. I mean, I had one in the 50s. So it didn't cause... I was only a child, obviously, then, but it didn't cause any bother then.
No, I don't agree with anything Starmer does.
Why not?
Because he's no good at his job.